depending on the Holy Spirit of how much ever I can ask from him, or he can give to us, and how much ever capacity we have tonight to see or to hear what the word of God is speaking to us. And it will be deep revelation, so I'm going to go really slow because I'm talking about systems. And when we talk about systems, we have to be very attentive. So I'm going to go very slow. And if I think we are full, then I will stop. The two systems on the face of the earth. The two systems on the face of the earth. There are two systems. So I am continuing on the spirit of mammon. And the reason why I am taking the two system in the series of spirit of mammon, because one of the system is mammon. As per Jesus, what he said in Matthew 6:24, that you cannot serve God and mammon. You have to serve only one master. So by that, in Matthew 6:24, he is indicating to us that there are two superpowers, ruling systems on earth, to which men submit to and live their livelihood in the physical realm on the face of the earth. So we got to understand those two systems. God's system, I have explained in my many sermons previously that I have preached, and it is not too complex. The system of God is not too complex, but the system of mammon. Now, even as I start the sermon, you have to understand that mammon appears in the face of different evil spirits. All right? Mammon can be Lucifer. If mammon wants to make a deal, he can be Lucifer. Mammon can be the harlot, Babylon. Remember Revelation, it says the harlot sits upon many waters, upon the beast and upon many waters. Mammon can be that harlot, the face of the harlot. Okay, the lady, I will come to that. Mammon can be one of the heads of the dragon. Remember the dragon had seven heads. I will come to the heads. They can be the mammon. And because when we look at the system that the devil has created, it is a complex system, beloved. It is a very complex system. It is, if the Holy Spirit would not make us understand that and expose it to us, we might be confused and we might not understand. It is a very complex system. There are layerings in it. Layers after layers after layers that will cause confusion. There are dual doctrines in it. Dual doctrines means, remember Jesus said that the wolves in the clothing of sheep. So inside there is wolf, outside there is sheep. So these systems are wolf systems. I will call them the wolf systems also. I can give them a lot of names because they are very complex. All right? Be attentive tonight if you want to understand the revelation of the throne system and the dragon system. That is what I'm going to teach tonight. The throne system and the dragon system. So what I was saying is, they are having dual doctrine. Especially those people who are Catholic, don't be offended. You are being released a doctrine in which some things of the Bible are included and some things are occultic. It's a mixture, but it does not seem dangerous. The Catholics who are at the outer stage, who are just Catholic, go to the Catholic Church. But the system, the priesthood, the cardinals, the popes of the Catholic Church. So outside it's sheep, inside there is another doctrine that works. So there are two doctrines. In that doctrine, Lucifer is included as their God whom they worship inside. But they will not tell it outside. They will tell another doctrine, which looks like the sheep doctrine. Are we understanding? That is why Jesus was saying, hallelujah. They are wolves clothed. They have two doctrines. For the inner circle, the main people, okay, the secret people, the secret societies, I will come to that. Those who run the system, they operate by a different doctrine, but what they give to the people outside the congregation, it's a different doctrine. So that's why many Catholics are innocent and they are deceived. They don't know they are a part of the system that worship Lucifer and not Jesus Christ. Are we together? But slowly, slowly, it is, even as we approach, we are in the end times, it will all be exposed. But that is the system that carries wealth. You don't know. Not even there are unknown banks that control the world. There are unknown banking institutions. Where are they? They emerge from that Catholic Church. There are unknown secret societies which are working under that church. They are bankers for the church. And if they have wealth that the world does not know. I'm going to be very open tonight. I'm going to be very open tonight because I want to teach the truth in a corporate. So here in India, we have processes that come from USA and we work for them. I have worked for US, Canada, and many processes I work. He works for those processes. We work like that in those companies. So one of his friends intimated or informed him that he worked for a secret society process. He worked for one of the secret society. The secret societies are very complex. There are many secret societies, and I'm going to name them. I'm going to be very open tonight. Hallelujah. So he was working for one of them, Illuminati. He was working for one of them. And the wealth that those people had, because he was working for them, accounting, whatever he was doing, he said it was a lot. It was a lot. None of the biggest banks of the earth would have that wealth, amount of wealth, what they have. It was a lot. And that is secret. It is not disclosed to the civilians. It is not disclosed to the common people because they count themselves as the elite, as the special people of Satan. They operate by a doc. That we are going into that system. Are we together? Hallelujah. There are people of God. You have to realize that what you see on the TV, what you see in the Hollywood movies, what you see even on the government platform, in the elections, you have to go beyond that and you have to understand what the enemy is doing and who are behind it and what is their play game and how deep deception is going to go. How deep deception is going to go. Because what Satan wants to do is unknown to your mind. He wants to tie you up in covenants to the system of mammon. Unknown to your mind, because he is going to teach to you a sheep doctrine. But the system who are taking you inside, you don't know them. There is another doctrine in which they are operating. And if you don't have the discernment to discern that, you become a part of their covenant and you become a part of the system of the devil, of the beast, of the mammon. Hallelujah. All right. May God give us the grace tonight to continue. And because there are so many things, so I am going to be very particular and go one by one. First of all, I want to tell you there are two systems on earth. God's system, which is I will call the throne system. God's system is the throne system. Another word I will give to the system of God is the tree of life. Throne system, tree of life. The thrones and the tree of life. The tree of life is the mystery of the thrones. I have preached and taught about the mystery of the tree of life in detail. I will teach it tonight also. But you can refer back to the sermons there on the internet and search by the tree of life. Any which ways. So there are two systems you have to understand. God's system, I will call God's system as the throne system. And the second name for God's system, I will give it the tree of life. And the second is mammon's system. The word for mammon system I want to give is the dragon system. And another word I want to give to it is the beast system. That is the mammon's system. So you have to understand, there are majorly, under mammon's system, there are many other systems. It's like a onion, you know, you peel it, but it's a very big onion, very big one. There are so many layers in mammon system. We will come to that by God's grace. He will give us understanding. But these are the two systems. Okay, the throne system, which is God's system, and the dragon system, which is the mammon system, or the devils, or the beast system. Now, I want to start off with the primary goal of both the systems is to win souls. They are evangelical systems. Okay, but the way and the pattern in which they win souls are completely different. Are we together? Both the systems are evangelical system. They both want to win souls. But the way they win souls are completely different. Now, to simplify it first, even as I start the sermon, Mammon's system wins souls by trading. Write it down. By trading, that means by taking the souls in return, taking the souls into captivity, into bondage, and giving in return money, influence, worldly power, and authority. That is the ingredient that Mammon advertises. That is the ingredients. Those are the ingredients that Mammon advertises to people. So it's like if you are searching for meat in the market, and you will go in the market and you will be attracted to the seller of meat and buy the meat and give them the money. So Christians who are searching to become rich by mammon, by money, they are searching, their goal in life is to become the biggest pastor, influential man, famous, powerful. You will land up in the bosom of the beast system. Because they, are we together tonight? Hallelujah. You will land up in the bosom of the beast system, because that is what mammon will sell. That is what mammon will give. But in return, there is a trading that happens in return of your soul. You might think, listen to me, in mammon system, in the beast system, you might think you are getting the power, you are becoming big. It's a lie. You are not becoming big. The beast is expanding when you trade your soul. The beast is expanding, and everything that you will do, it will result in the expansion of the beast system. No wonder a serpent in Genesis chapter number 3 became a dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns in Revelation chapter number 12, because it expanded, it transformed. How it transformed? By taking in souls of men inside the body of the serpent. So the serpent, who was this slim and thin, now it started to become fat. It started to grow, because it was taking inside of it the souls of men. The souls of men. Even the 7 head and 10 horns are men and groups of men. How it became the dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns? Because it was taking in souls and adding to itself so it can become huge and big. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That is Mammon system. Are we understanding? Mammon system wins souls, and it wins souls by trading. Be very careful. Be very careful. Don't sell your soul for fame and money. And it is not that only the devil will come. Oh, it was not the devil. It was a certain man. It's not like that. It will come in different phases. I will go to that, and then we will speak on it. Okay. On the contrary, the system of God wins souls by the message of the gospel, which is the message of cross. Okay. The message of the gospel is the message of cross, is the message of Christ being crucified for our sins. That is the message of the gospel. And I will show you how enrageous is this, and how deceiving is this mammon system who wants to negate this evangelical system, that is the throne evangelical system, God's evangelical system. So are we together? So the system of God is a system that wins souls through the message of the cross. It will not trade your soul, but it will give you the promise of eternal life if you believe and if you walk in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to show you the sin of Lucifer, who is the one who founded the dragon system, who is the initiator of dragon system. Lucifer is the one who receives souls and becomes big. Lucifer is the one who receives soul, and how he does it? He does that by trading. He does that by trading. Okay, before we go ahead, I want to show you some pictures. I chose pictures not to scare you, but these are the pictures. Okay, there was another picture. Can you see it?
Yes.
All right. So that, hallelujah. I wanted to show you, this is the beast in Revelation chapter number 13. Now, there is a beast in Revelation chapter number 12 and Revelation chapter number 17. It's the same beast, but the representation is different. In Revelation chapter number 12, it's a dragon with seven heads. So I tried to look up a decent picture on the internet of the dragon with the seven heads, but all of them were so scary. So I chose not to scare the congregation, not to scare the sheep. So I did not. I chose this picture of the beast in Revelation chapter number 13. All right. Can you have a look at this very carefully? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. There are seven heads. There are horns. Okay. 10 horns. That is the biblical. 1, 2. Let's count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes. There are 10 horns. So it's a biblical representation of the beast. All right. So anyone who gets rich by the system of the beast, gets rich, gets money, gets famous, it's embedded into the system. Okay. And what happens is, as souls are embedded into the system, as nations, kings, presidents, prime ministers, businessmen sell their souls, they are embedded into this system. And they think they are getting rich, but they are not getting rich. They are contributing and making this dragon or making this beast. And it is developing horns after horns after horns, because the horns are the kings of the earth. We will see that. The heads are seven mountains, and the heads are also seven kings. So what are they doing? They are this system headed by Lucifer. Lucifer is no longer a slim, trim serpent. He has become healthy now. See how healthy he has become. Why he has become healthy? Because he is taking in souls. Hallelujah. People of God, can everyone say amen here? If you are there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
So,
amen.
Look at the picture. Just observe the picture. I will come into the details little by little, okay? But if you decide tomorrow that you want to get rich, you have waited on Jesus, your business is not growing, or let's say your ministry is not growing, or let's say you are not becoming the pastor you want to become, the man you want to become, the woman you want to become. So you trade your soul and you become rich. You think you are becoming rich, but what is happening to you? You are embedded into the beast, and the beast is becoming big because you sold your soul, and your soul is in the system. And so the devil system, the mammon system, is an evangelical system. It wants soul, and the more soul it will receive, the more heads it will develop, the more horns it will develop, the more crowns, diadems it will have. Are we together? That is how the system of the beast is. Now let's look at the system of God, and then we will go in the scriptures. Where is that? Okay, this is a picture that I could get. So you see, this is the system of God. How, can you see the vast difference between the beast system, how it looks, and between God's system? So if you submit to God's system, this is what you will get. And the highest position you can go to in God's system is to be on one of these thrones, where the throne will not be yours, and even the crown that you wear will not be yours, because you will throw your own crown and you will bow down to the one who sits on the throne. All right. This,
Amen. Amen.
so it's a completely, God's system is completely different. This is completely different. So God is winning soul not to become big, because God is on the throne by himself. This is already an established system. I will come to the difference. So God does not want you or any money of the world or anything of the world to define who he is. But Satan wants you to define who he is, to make him big. But God does not want, because no one can change the I am who I am. Okay? Hallelujah. That's why God is, whether you come here, whether the 24 thrones are filled or whether it is not filled, God is still the same. But it's not the same with the other one, the other guy, the other system. It's not the same with him. Oh God, how can I do this now? Listen, listen, listen. It's not the same with this system. Beast system, this one. He was a serpent and he wants to become big. God's system is an established system. He is who I am, who I am. But the serpent was nothing. That's why he started to deceive Adam and Eve, because he wanted soul. And by taking souls, taking blood, whatever, we will come to the sacrifices, he becomes big, because God's system, the throne system is already established. No one can change it. No one can add to it. It's already established. So God is big. He is almighty. He is the ruler of the universe by his own self. But Satan's system was not an established system. He was a small serpent in the garden. Now he wants to become big. For he to become big, he wants souls. He wants souls. So he takes the souls and he becomes big. But God takes the soul not to become big, to give them eternal life.
Amen.
So here is my first point. First point, the difference between the throne system and the dragon system. My first point is, God's system is a giving system. Satan's system is a taking system. He takes it away. But God's system gives. All right. Remember this picture. This river. You see this river? This is not a pond. This has to like this flow as per the Bible. But any which ways, they have done a good job of making this picture close to the scriptures. This is right, because there is an emerald that looks like a rainbow around his throne. 12 thrones here, 12 thrones here, and he sits on the throne. All right? Hallelujah. So this is God's system that gives people eternal life. Both the systems are evangelical systems. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So the first thing I want to start off with, do you now understand? It seems that Mammon is giving, but Mammon is not giving. He's taking your soul. It seems that dragon is giving you fame. It seems that dragon is giving you success. It seems that dragon is giving you riches, money, to make you big. But he is taking your soul to make his dragon system big. He wants to evolve from a serpent into a dragon. For him to do that, he wants to hunt for souls who can sell their souls in return of what he can give them. All right. So all the souls embedded into the dragon, where is the dragon going? Into the lake of fire. So that's why the Bible says all the souls that bow down and take his name or take his mark will all go to the lake of fire. So that is where he is taking souls. That's why he is trying to take souls. Do we now understand? Now both systems are evangelical systems. Whereas God's system is not taking your soul to make God's system big. God's system is the established eternal system There is no end or no beginning to it. So he does not want your soul to make itself big, but he wants to win your soul, to give you, not to take life away from you, to give you eternal life. All right. Now that is the first point that we want to look at. The difference, the first difference between the throne system and the dragon system. If you have a diary and a pen, write down the throne system and the dragon system. The first point I want to give you is the throne system of God is already established and a ruling system. It rules the heavens and the earth. Okay? Its function is to give eternal life and its authority to those who submit and surrender to God. That's why you will see in the throne system, the people who are sitting on the 24 thrones called the elders, they fall down before God and they throw their crowns before God. Hallelujah. But in the beast system, the heads of the dragon, they are not, the system is not based on worship basically. The system is based on selfishness. Every head of the dragon is there for its own purposes and wants to become big by its own self. That's why even the harlot who sits on the dragon will be thrown not by God, will be thrown by the 10 kings, 10 horns. So there will be always a conflict in the dragon system, because the dragon system is not based on submission and worship. Like the system of God, everything is based on submission and surrender to the holy God. But the dragon system is based on who can become big. A church should be a throne system and not a dragon system. Do we understand that? A church where even the leader of the church, who is leading the church or leading the ministry, and other people, the elders and other congregation, they all fall down and give glory to the one who sits on the throne. But many churches are not throne systems. Many churches are dragon system. It's like two heads have developed. So there are two brains. One brain wants something, other brain wants something, third brain wants something. So there is always a conflict of who wants to become big. Hallelujah. Are we together now? Okay. Mm-hmm. First difference. The first difference between the throne system and the dragon system is the throne system of God is already established and a ruling system. Its function is to give eternal life and its authority to those who submit and surrender to God. It's about surrender, submitting to one who sits upon the throne. Come to the dragon system now. The dragon system is a growing system, not established, but wants to become big and wants to expand its rule. Hallelujah. Okay. So serpent in the Garden of Eden was hungry for authority. And when he saw the authority was given unto man, he wanted the souls of them. He wanted to start his rule. So there was no rule or authority given to the serpent. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was the doctrine of the serpent. The things he told to Eve was the doctrine of the serpent, was the crux of his doctrine. Through which he wins souls. What is the doctrine? You will become like God. You will be wise. You can discern between good and evil. Fame, pride. You can do it. You will have your own ownership. You will have possession under yourself. You see that? Mammon. That is where Mammon system started to trade souls. And when Eve agreed to it, because there was something in her that aligned with that serpent, The serpent started to become big slowly. Whereas in our time, the Genesis chapter number 3 serpent is no longer a serpent, dear friends. He's now a dragon because he has got many souls with him. He has got many souls of big businessmen, souls of presidents, souls of the men in the secret society, souls of prime ministers, souls of sports people who are in the sports. Hallelujah. And he has become big. So why he wanted to become big? Because he was not an established system. So he takes the souls and he wants to become big. That is what I told you. Because he is not an established system. All right. Now, when I tell you the truth, by your logic, and if it makes sense to you, you will be privileged to be in God's system. Because in God's system, God is not using you, but God is giving you. in the dragon system, the dragon is using your soul for his own expansion, for his own benefit. But in God's system, God is not using your soul, beloved. God is giving you by giving his only beloved son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and give you eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. But hallelujah. I believe if you get the revelation I am giving you, you will never sell your soul to the dragon. You will never run after what the world is offering you when you understand the revelation of the throne system and the dragon system. Are we together until now? Hallelujah. 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 Listen to me. So the dragon system is a growing system, not established, wants to become big and expand its rule. It becomes big and powerful by buying souls and adding to itself to become big and to expand. All right, that is the first difference you will spot out. Let's go at the second difference, the second point of the dragon system. There are more points to the dragon system because it's a complex system. The second point to the dragon system is the dragon system was a serpent in the beginning and wanted human beings, wanted men, women, for the expansion of its system. I already explained you that. That is the second point of the dragon system. The third point to the dragon system is the dragon system is a bondage. You are in the serpent's body, used by him, and you will go wherever he goes. Do whatever he makes you to do, because you are one of his part and one of his heads, or one of his parts of the dragon's body. Hallelujah. So the chances are very slim. That's why be careful who you trade your soul with, who you give your soul to. Be very careful, because once you are in it, you have done it by your will. You cannot come out of it. It's so dangerous. Fourth point. God's system is the tree of life. It's a free and flourishing system. The dragon system is a cancerous system where souls are sacrificed for the old serpents to become big and mighty. Okay? God's system, the throne system, is the system of the tree of life. I have explained that in detail in the sermon called The Mystery of the Tree of Life. I will go to that now. Okay? What is a tree? A tree receives its supply from the light and from the water and flourishes and bears fruit. It's free. It's flourishing. It's multiplying through the water and the light it is receiving. Where the water and the light is coming from? The water and the light is not coming from the souls of men. The water and the light is coming from Jehovah, is coming from the one who sits on the throne, is coming from the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And that's how the tree flourishes. But what about the beast? The beast wants to have souls. And the more souls it has, the more big it becomes. I will call it a cancerous system. You understand that? A cancerous system, like the cancer cells. It wants to have more cells, and that's how it outgrows, and that's how a person is detected with cancer. It's a cancerous system. It's a parasite system. Are we together? Those who don't know about the throne system is the interpretation of the mystery of the tree of life. So now we will go into the scriptures for the throne system. Come with me to Revelation chapter number 4. Verse number 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He who sat there was like jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. The picture that I showed you, There was a rainbow around the throne, and the one who sat on it, he is explaining it through the appearance of precious stones. Verse number 4. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the throne I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded what? Lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. That is the omnipresence nature of God, the all-seeing perspective eyes of God that Lucifer copies. Okay, verse number 6. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne, now this sea of glass is the living waters that flows between the tree of life. Stay with me. Underline the sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. Those are the cherubims. Okay, stop there. Do you have the picture of the throne that I showed you from the scripture now? This is how the throne room looks like. There is one who sits on the throne, and there are 24 elders. And then we will see the 24 elders are segregated, because there are 12 on the right and 12 on the left, 12 on either side. Stay with me. What those 12 elders signify? And then there is a sea of glass. In other words, there is a water flowing from the throne in between. And on either side, there are 12 elders. All right. Now turn with me to Revelation chapter number 22. Revelation chapter number 22. Verse number 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were of the healing of the nations. Hallelujah. Now, this is the mystery of the tree of life. Now, look at me. I cannot show you. Okay, let me share my screen. You see this? So, Revelation chapter number 22 is saying this throne is there, and there is a river that is flowing from the throne of God in between. Okay? And on either side of the river, it says there are two trees. And these two trees are called the tree of life. All right? Now, what these two trees do? These two trees bear fruits. What is the season of bearing fruits? It says it bears fruit every month. It bears fruit every month. Now, remember, 1,000 days for the Lord is 1,000 years for the Lord is 1 day, and 1 day is 1,000 years. Remember that? So the calculation of periodic tables or periodic days for the Lord is different. Now, those words which says that it bears 12 fruits every month, the meaning of it is it bears 12 fruit every season. I will show you that. I will show you that. Listen to me. So what do you now understand the tree of life? Because I'm going to go to Genesis now. Okay. So this is God's system. The way the system of God operates is God's river. The river signifies, the water signifies the Holy Spirit. It signifies the Spirit of Christ. It signifies Jesus Christ. It flows. And when it flows, it gives life to the tree, and the tree bears fruit through the flowing water. That's why Psalm chapter number 1, verse number 2 onwards says, blessed is the man who meditates on the law day and night, for he shall be like a tree, what? Planted by the side of the river, of the waters, and he shall bring fruits in its season, and its leaves shall not wither. Hallelujah. Listen to me. So the system of the currency of the system of God, which he gives to you, which he gives to you, is not mammon, it's not money. That is not the currency. The currency of the system of God, which he gives to you, is wisdom. You operate by God's wisdom. Now, what it means to be a fruit on the tree of life? What it means to be a fruit on the tree of life? It's having a throne position with God. What it means to have a throne position with God? Let me explain that. To have a throne position with God, meaning is to respond back to God with the Spirit of God and by the wisdom of God, to become a counselor in God's council room, in God's throne system. That is what it means to be at a throne position to God. Remember when the people of Israel were worshipping the golden calf, and Moses after 40 days and nights was coming down, and then he saw, and God told him, these people go from before my eyes, because I will destroy this people. But Moses said, no, if you destroy this people, what will the Egyptians say? You brought out your people to destroy them. Have you not called these people and to take them to the promised land? Lord, blot out my name from your book, but let your people be spared. Have mercy on your people. And then the Bible says, God listened to Moses and God did not destroy his people. Hallelujah. Many of the people will not understand of having a throne position with God, because many of the Christians have not reached there. No problem. I pray that you will reach there. Okay? But having a throne position with God is an experience when you are praying to God. You know, you are not asking God some things. You know that God's Spirit himself is praying through you and asking God the things that God is in God's heart. I have, with the fear of God, I have been in those positions. I have been in that prayer language where for half an hour, I started to ask things from God, and it was not about me. I knew the Spirit of God itself is asking from God what is in God's heart. So I am praying his will back to him. That's why the Bible says you will not pray, but the Holy Spirit will pray through you. Romans chapter number 8 makes utterance and groanings to you as per the will of the Father for the what? Saints of God. So what Moses was saying, it was not the flesh of Moses. It was not the idea of Moses, but it was a representation of the Spirit of Christ praying through Moses. That's why he said, blot out my name and save this people. That was the Spirit of Christ saying, Lord, you make me die on the cross and save your people from the sins. That is having a throne position with God, where you are in the counseling system of God and you can change the mind of God. Abraham had a throne position with God. That's why God said, I cannot destroy Sodom and Gomorrah before I have spoken to one man on earth, that is Abraham. So let's go. He told his angels, God told his angels, guys, let's go and have a meeting with this guy, Abraham. And he went to Abraham and he said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, what if there are 50 righteous there? Oh, if there are 50 righteous, I'm ready to spare it. He said, what if there are 45 righteous there? He said, yeah, if there are 45 righteous. So you think God is busy? God is not too busy for those who have a throne position with him. Abraham negotiated for a long time. It was not like your office boss. Hey, talk fast because I have other works and meetings to attend. He was not like that. He waited an hour. Abraham, how much ever long you want to extend the meeting, you can. I am here. Because your life, you have lived in a way that has pleased me. And you hold a position with me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That is a throne position with God. Are you understanding? That is the tree of life. Okay. 12 fruits. One fruit was Abraham in the season, in the first month. It says every month it will bear. So in the first month, in the Old Testament, one fruit was Abraham. One fruit was Moses. One fruit was Elijah. I don't have time to show you. Remember when Jesus went on the mountain of transfiguration, Moses and Elijah came and speaking to Jesus. It was a council meeting. And the three guys, lethargic guys who were sleeping there like that. Who were they? Peter, John, and James. They were the prospect candidates for the other 12 thrones. That's why Jesus took them there to show them, you know what? This is what you will do. Are you understanding? So, 2 year, 3 year, two of that first season, three of the coming season, of the coming month. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me show you. Matthew's chapter number 19. I am explaining you God's system. All right. Matthew's chapter number 19. Matthew's chapter number 19, verse number 27 and 28. So Peter was anxious about what he will receive, because he sacrificed a lot. So he wanted to ask Jesus, you know what? I want to know what I will receive. Verse number 27. Then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? That question arises in your mind also. Lord, I have sacrificed so much. No problem. Jesus will answer you. What Jesus is saying to you. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, you will have money. You will become the big pastor. No. Assuredly, I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. You will get a throne position.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My question to you is, do you want money or do you want a throne position? You who have followed me, forsaken all. You will not get anything here, my friend Peter. You will have a throne position there.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow. You will be included in the trees that are on either side of the throne, and a river flows by it. And you will be included in the secret worship room. 12 elders bowing down, throwing their crowns. You will be included there. Okay? You will be included there. Are you looking at the difference between the dragon system? The dragon system is completely different. But God's system, I can wind up fast because it's not complex. So I am covering the throne system now. The throne system. So the throne system, what I can tell you is, the throne system is an already established system. I can explain it like, you are joining a company which is already established. It does not need your contribution. But since you want to be in that esteemed company and to be in one of the high positions of the company, the owner of the company includes you. And then the owner of the company does not take from you, but gives you the skills and the training and the understanding of the business, how it operates. So you keep on receiving. That is how the throne system is. You are getting into already established system. It makes no difference if you say tomorrow, no, I don't want to go closer to God. I am done with Jesus Christ. Your decision will make no difference to the kingdom of God. You understand that? You are not irreplaceable. You are not irreplaceable. So it does not affect God. It does not affect God. If you don't want to be walking with God, if you don't want to worship God, if you don't want to submit to God, walk with Him, it will make no difference to God. It will make no subtraction from God. The person who is in the loss is you yourself. Because you are losing on to be in the highly esteemed throne room system that is from the ancient of days rules, and that rules the universe. That dragon system that is attracting you, it's a temporary system. It's going to go in the lake of fire. It's not established. It's of the enemy. Okay? Hallelujah. So, listen to me. Where I was, Matthew's chapter number 14, no, not 14, 19, 27 and 28. Hallelujah. It says, you who have followed me shall be also on the 12 thrones. So the 12 thrones, the next season 12 thrones are basically made for the 12 apostles, excluding Judas. Remember I told you about Judas? Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1. I want to show you that example. So when Judas started to decided to follow Jesus, he had to, Judas was a good man in the beginning because he decided to leave all and follow Jesus. You see that all the 12 disciples decided to leave all and followed Jesus. So when they decided to do that, there was a throne that was reserved for Judas in the heavenlies. All right. And let's look at what Peter says in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 16 onwards. Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Wow. He was numbered. Things were reserved for him because he obtained a part in ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem. So that field is called in their own language, Akeldama, that is the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalm. Now, Peter is talking a revelation about the situation, a prophetic revelation from the scripture of the writings of David. From the book of Psalm, it says, let his dwelling place be desolate and let no one live in it. Let another take his office. So the office, the dwelling place be desolate. The dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in it. And then there is an office in heaven. Let another take his office. The dwelling place, it's the physical place on earth. He's talking about the Akeldama. Okay? Where his entrails gushed out and he died there. Let it be desolate place and let no one live in it. And let another take his office in heaven. So there was an office that was ordained, a throne that was ordained when he followed Jesus. But why did he did not make it to that position where God wanted him to be after his passing away? Why? Because when he passed away, his place became desolate. He did not make it to the office in heaven. He went somewhere else. You know where he went? Because he betrayed Jesus. Who took him there? The one he sold his soul to. That is Mammon. Devil did not came and offered him the deal. Who came and offered him the deal? The Pharisees. They were the evangelists for Mammon in that picture. Are we understanding, people of God? Let it not happen to Christians. Don't take me wrongly, okay? Don't take me negative. But I am telling you, because I am talking as per scriptures, Matthew 24, many will grow cold. Many people will fall in the way Judas fell. There was a place that was ordained, but he became a part of the beast system. He became a part of the dragon system because money attracted him. More money attracted him. Oh God. You understand that? You understand that dragon system is a deceiving system. In the beginning, you think, oh, I am getting money. I am the one who is becoming rich. No, you are getting embedded into the body of the beast, and the body of the beast will take you to hell. The body of the beast will take you to hell. I will come to that. The person who offered him money were the Pharisees. They were the one worshiping God, so-called worshippers of God, Jehovah. And that is the complex system of the dragon. I will come to that and I will speak plainly about those things. But are you understanding that? Hallelujah. So it says his dwelling place became desolate. So, and after he died on earth, he was supposed to go and acquire the office, but he did not acquire. So it was also vacant. So another person acquired that vacant office that he had. That is how serious that is the two systems working. He was in the Jesus system. He was in the throne system. But what happened? The dragon system took him out. I'm telling you, get rid of the love of Mammon, people of God. Mammon is not going to give you luxury. Mammon is going to take your soul. It is a taking system. It will take your soul to hell. Submit to God. and be in whatever situation God places you in, because you are having the assurance of eternal life. You are having a road, a journey to follow, and you are having a destination to make. He wants to take you to a position in the throne system. Hallelujah. So that you can bear fruits in him. You can bear fruits in him. Okay, any which ways. Are we understanding the tree of life? Come with me to Genesis chapter number 3. It will make sense to you now when we go back to Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3. Look at verse number 20. Okay, let's look at verse number 22. Verse number 22. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us. Okay, now, don't get it wrong. Don't get the scripture wrong. That is one of the crux of the doctrine of the serpent, that you are God. You are a God. Okay. And that is what is going on in the Luciferian system, that you are a God. You are a God. Why God said they have become like one of us? The meaning of it is they have become an independent party. Okay. So they are not working under us. They have become an independent party. Or Adam and Eve. So they are going to take decisions by themselves, like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By their agreement, they take decisions. They are also going to take decisions by themselves. So they are a threat now to the system of God. You understanding that? All right. They have become one of us to know good and evil. You say that? They can take decisions. Know good and evil, take decisions. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? So what was the tree of life? God's counsel system. God's ruling system. So Adam and Eve, since they partook of the enemy, the devil is not allowed to partake of God's wisdom. He has the gift and the anointing from Jehovah God. That's why he is so cunning in nature. But God's wisdom is a mystery, is a hidden mystery. That's why when Jesus spoke, the Pharisees could not understand. He spoke parables so simple, Pharisees could not understand. He taught, Pharisees could not understand. Because the things that were coming from the tree of life, were coming from the throne room of God. And they could not understand it. Why? Because they are the one who have inherited the fallen nature of Adam. And whoever comes from Adam is eradicated from this mystery of the tree of life. If you even try to get into by trespassing, the sword will burn you. So that's why a flaming sword was placed. For more details, refer to my sermons previously. I don't have time to go in more detail. So are you understanding what is the tree of life? The tree of life, many say, is Jesus Christ himself. Yes, he is Jesus Christ. He's the one who sits on the throne. But the tree of life is the counsel system of God, where every season God wants to select men and women from the face of the earth who will be the beautiful fruits, the 12, one among the 12 fruits. Blessed is the man who meditates on the Lord day and night, that he shall be like a tree planted by the sides of the river. Okay, hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. So that is the counsel system that is above the system of the beast. That is the counsel system that rules the heaven and earth. You think the heaven and earth can be ruled by money? No, it cannot be ruled. by money. It is ruled by the wisdom that the water that flows from the throne of God releases, that brings the fruit, the counselors in the throne room of God. It is ruled by them. Decisions are made there, and the decisions that are made there are far above, having authority far above by the decisions that are made in the beast system. The beast system, we will come to that, but I think I don't have time. The most complex system, it is more complex than the throne system. The evangelist of the beast system is Lucifer, is the harlot Babylon. You can call her the seducing spirit, Ashtaroth, Semiramis, Jezebel. Then there are secret societies who are the one who are the evangelists of the beast system. And it's a complex system, because the beast system has 7 heads, then it has 10 horns, then it has crowns on the horns, then it has diadems. There are so many things, because it is a complex system. It is a complex system. It is a complex system. The 7 heads are the 7 mountains. And those mountains are the secret societies. In every mountain, there are secret societies. Secret societies. The banks, the world banks, the things are funded by those secret societies, bankers who have a lot of wealth. And that is how Mammon evangelizes. Mammon evangelizes. But we are going to expose that system next time in the next meeting. Let me stop here and let me pray. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for this time. Oh God, we want to give you praise. We want to give you the glory. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, even as I expose, Father, the systems, oh God, of the world, and the deep roots of the enemy. Father, Lord, I pray that you will come against every forces of darkness who would stop this, Lord. Every forces of darkness who don't want this, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, le para sakata barabala katorianda. Lamprotora zibana raban shogrobotorobo. Revala hadra fanze terebe, Lord. Once again, Lord, soak us in your presence. Immerse us in that water of living waters, Father. Oh Lord, we want to be the trees planted by the side of the waters, Father. We want to be, Lord, Father, oh Lord, part of your system, Lord, always. And don't, Lord, we don't want to divert ourselves like Judas did, Lord. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, detach from us. Detach us from everything in the world that so every day calls us to become a part of the dragon system, in the mighty name of Jesus. But let us be the exposers of that dragon systems, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you will grant discernment, Lord, to your people, even your people, even as they listen to your word. Maybe they have not understood everything, Lord, but even as they go back and listen again, Father, I pray that you will speak to them, Lord. You will ignite in them a holy fire, Lord. You will ignite in them a desire for high consecration unto your kingdom, that they will have the revelation. It is not Mammon who runs the world, runs their lives, Father. It is you who runs their life, Lord. It is your wisdom, Lord, your counsel, Lord, that runs their life. It is your water that comes from your presence, your light that illuminates from your throne, that runs their life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to give you all the praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Rabba kalabo sandaraba. The deception is going to be on a higher level, and I pray your people, you are preparing your people for the coming days, Lord, and saving them from that deception in the name of Jesus. After Lord I pray that you will grant me power, anointing, and utterance, Lord, for the sake of deliverance, Lord, even as your people come in the coming days, listen to the exposing of that dragon system. If they are knowingly, unknowingly in covenant with those systems, that will be broken, Father. I pray that will be broken, Lord. Those covenants will be broken completely. Anything, Lord, unknown to them, in Lord, anything to which they are blinded, because of which it can cost them their soul, Father, that it will be exposed. It will be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. of Nazareth, and your people will be delivered, O Father, that every person may be perfect, may be presented perfect before Christ on that day of judgment, Lord, through your mighty word and the revelation of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We want to give you the praise, honor, and glory for this time. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We say amen. Hallelujah.